Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we need you.
Amen.
We need a fresh filling this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. It's good you're here.
Amen.
It's good to be here in a blending conference.
Amen.
I don't know if all of you were here last night. Were most of you here last night? Maybe who was here last night? Maybe raise your hand. Let's see who's here. We have a few that weren't here last night. If you don't have an outline, you can get an outline from the brothers in the back. I hope you all have an outline. And I'll review just briefly what was shared last night so that you're, in case you missed it, you get a fresh speaking. Okay, so they covered message one. Our brothers Mark and David were speaking last night, and they covered message one on being watchful in life. This weekend, we're covering some parables in Matthew 24, 25, some of my favorite ones, I'd say, for encouraging us to pursue the Lord, to pursue enjoying Him. The Lord knows that we're lazy, and we will just sit on the couch if we don't have something to motivate us to go. And so He gave us an encouragement, an incentive to pursue Him, to enjoy the Lord as the best thing in the world, in the human life, and yet we sometimes don't want to do it. And so the Lord motivates us to do it by giving us these parables and the kingdom as a reward. So we want to be in that marriage feast. We want to be ones who enter into the joy of the Master.
Amen.
Yet sometimes when I'm yelling at my kids, I don't want to make that turn to stop and say, Lord Jesus, this speaking this weekend will motivate us,
Amen.
Will encourage us. In these moments when I'm sitting there thinking, oh, that kid, you don't want to turn to the Spirit. You don't want to make a thing. Then I remember, yes, but this will cost me the kingdom. What about the kingdom? Would I rather be angry with my kids, or would I rather enjoy the Lord now and enjoy the Lord in the kingdom?
Amen.
When we see the kingdom, and we see the reward, it is an easy choice. And we will be watchful. And we'll be ready. So in this first parable, we have two were in the field. Two men were in the field. This is so regular, so mundane. Two men are in the field. They're in their office working at their computers. They're there on a conference call, right? They're at their work. This is when the Lord comes, and one is taken, and one is left. We want to be the one taken, one who's at work and yet overcoming. I was so encouraged. It's possible to be an overcomer at work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There in the cubicle, we can be overcoming.
Amen.
We just have to be ones exercising our spirit, being filled with the Lord, repenting, turning to Him, opening to Him, and staying in the fellowship.
Amen.
And we could be living this kind of overcoming life. Two women are grinding. Surely, I doubt there was any more boring job than that in those days, than grinding whatever, wheat, right, or something. Two women are grinding. They're just doing their work. They're there taking care of their kids. They're in their job. They're working. And yet, one is taken and one is left. One is precious to the Lord and overcoming, living an overcoming life. We want to be these ones. So that was the first parable. The second one that we covered was on Matthew 25, the parable of the virgins. This parable of the virgins, you have 10 virgins signifying the majority part of the believers. And the two previously would be the rest of them that were living when the Lord comes. These 10 virgins are believers who die before the Lord comes back. And we know these are believers because they're virgins, pure and chaste for the Lord. They're waiting for their bridegroom to come. We're here waiting for our Lord Jesus to come back. Unbelievers are not waiting for their bridegroom. They don't have a bridegroom, right? They're not virgins. They're not born. And these virgins had oil in their lamps. That lamp of Jehovah is the spirit of man. The spirit of man is the lamp. And so this lamp is our spirit, our human spirit, and it is filled with God, the divine spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit fills our spirit.
Amen.
And sets us on fire.
Amen.
So we're burning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have oil in our lamps. We are burning. So these are surely believers, all 10. All 10 are believers. And yet some are wise and some are foolish. Not some are true and some are false. Some are wise and some are foolish. These parables are given to us so we would not be foolish.
Amen.
There's a stupefying effect of today's age. Today, everybody is foolish in a sense. The whole age is running in a tide in one direction, and yet the Lord is telling us, don't be like that. Don't think like that. We need to wake up. Wake up! And see, we need to be ones who are wise virgins. So what does it mean? What was the difference between a wise virgin and a foolish virgin? The wise virgins had oil in their vessels. So vessel here signifies the soul, the human soul, our being, our person. We need to gain Christ in our soul. We need to have the Spirit saturating our soul.
Amen.
This makes us wise. We think wise means we learned a lot. Actually, not so much, right? Wise doesn't mean we know a lot of things. It means we took the opportunity while we were alive to gain the Spirit in our soul.
Amen.
All of us have the Spirit in our spirit. Hallelujah. We have the Spirit. This is marvelous. But this is not the goal, the end. We need to gain the Spirit in our soul. To gain the Spirit in our spirit is free. Hallelujah. Salvation comes to us. We pray, Lord, come in, and He comes in.
Amen.
There's no questions, no price. Right? We just receive salvation freely. But to gain the Spirit in our soul requires a paying of a price. We have to pay the price in our giving up the things of the world, giving up the things, other things that we love, giving up all the things that hinder us from enjoying the Lord. And sometimes these things are just ourself, our laziness, my desire just to be in myself and do my own thing. This hinders me from gaining Christ.
Amen.
And so we have to pay the price to deny ourselves, to forsake the world,
Amen.
To spend the time and contact Him,
Amen.
To repent and turn to Him.
Amen.
This is the most enjoyable thing. We all love it. We come to the conference because we know we can get filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Yet we have to live this kind of life after the conference. And this kind of thing requires us to turn. In the conference, everybody's exercising. Everybody's enjoying. The atmosphere just brings you to the Spirit. And so we love it. I mean, I just love the conferences, right? But when we're at the office, in your job, there's no atmosphere that's bringing you to the Spirit, right? Quite the opposite. There's an atmosphere, a prevailing atmosphere of death and stress and trouble, and everybody's unhappy and bothered and in their self, right? Yet, we want to live an overcoming life. How can we do this? By remembering this speaking.
Amen.
There's a kingdom reward.
Amen.
We want to be wise virgins.
Amen.
We want to buy the oil.
Amen.
So when we're at my desk, you remember, I don't know, I think working is the hardest thing. I don't know, like I served full time for 5 years or so, and then I went back to work about 4 years ago. And when you go back into that environment of the office, you just become that kind of person, right? And I don't like to be that person, that Sam that is at work, right? We want to be in our spirit at work.
Amen.
And so usually what happens is I would sit at my computer, I'd start working or answering some email, and then I'd realize, oh, I'm grouchy at this person. There's a in my being, and you stop and you repent. You say, Lord, I don't want to be here. Before I hit send, Lord Jesus, stop. Maybe I should change something in this email. This is the kind of living we should have.
Amen.
So sometimes we have this. A lot of times I don't. A lot of times we just send the email, and then afterwards we still can repent. Hallelujah. By lunchtime, right? And you can read a few verses. So we want to have this incentive, this motivation in us so that we will live this kind of life. We'll live this kind of overcoming life, turning to the Lord, exercising our spirit, being filled with the Spirit all the time.
Amen.
Here, being watchful means to be filled with the Spirit
Amen.
All the time. So the Lord charges us in these verses. He says, watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. We need to watch. That means wake up. Don't be sleeping. And then he says, for this reason in 44, be ready. Because in an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. So we need to watch and be ready. This kind of watching and being ready is done by our being filled in the Spirit. We want to have the Spirit saturating our being. All of our spirit is saturated, but our soul needs to be saturated. We need to be filled up with the Spirit in our soul. I was greatly encouraged. It is possible to live an overcoming life.
Amen.
Sometimes we think an overcoming life is so far away. So far away from us. I'm on parental leave right now, so I'm not at the office every day. I'm with my kids. And then when we're with the kids, I don't know, I just get grouchy with them. Right? I just get, argh. They do things and frustrate me. I don't know if it's purposely, but sometimes it's purposely. But when we're in this situation, we have to remember to turn.
Amen.
to repent. And it's possible to live an overcoming life at home with the kids.
Amen.
It's possible. The Lord sovereignly arranged our environment. He put us here with a job, with these kids, with our situation, with our spouse, in this house, with this family, with these coworkers. He arranged this situation for us, and we should be able to overcome in this situation.
Amen.
It is possible. When we come to face the Lord at the judgment seat, we will see how much oil, how much did you gain in your soul? And if we have nothing, we try to pull out an excuse. Well, it was the kids. The Lord won't buy these excuses. He knows there's the kids. He knows your job. He knows you have to be at work. And yet he expects us to overcome. And not only does he expect us, this is the most enjoyable thing. In this life, it's the most enjoyable thing. The best way to be with the kids is to be overcoming, to be filled with the Spirit. The best way to be at work is to be overcoming, to be filled with the Spirit. And if we enjoy him in this age, we will enjoy him in the next age. If we don't enjoy him in this age, we will not enjoy him in the next age. We will be found wanting. We will face the Lord and we'll be short of oil. We'll say, well, Lord, I wasted my time. And then we'll be sent to outer darkness and we'll gain the oil. They says they're the virgins. They went out and bought the oil, the foolish virgins. Everybody will buy the oil. It's just whether we do it now or whether we do it later. So they went and bought the oil, which means, hallelujah, they were saturated in their soul with the Spirit. This is good news. Even if we're foolish, we'll still be overcoming eventually. We'll still be fully gained. But we want to be wise. That means we spend our time now to be overcomers. We spend our time now to be gained fully in our soul. Okay. hallelujah. Okay. So what we're going to do now is, should I introduce what we're doing next, or is somebody else going to do it? Okay, what we're going to do now is have a group time.